Check this.
Go. Shannon's Dirty on the 30.
All right, let's get a look at what is trending right now in Shannon's Dirty on the 30.
Like, so many of my friends were watching the Keeping Up with the Kardashians reunion last night, part one. Andy Cohen from Bravo was asking all the questions. One of my big takeaways, Kim Kardashian acknowledging that she owes her husband of 72 days. Remember Chris Humphries?
Yeah.
A big apology.
I was so nervous to break up with someone. I handled it totally the wrong way. I fully broke up with him in the worst way, and I just didn't know how to deal. I learned so much from it.
Do you think you owe him an apology?
Absolutely.
She told the story about how she once, kind of recently, ran into him at the Beverly Hills Hotel while she was out with North. She was pregnant with Saint. So I guess it was a couple of years ago, but she said things did not go well. All of his friends got up from their table to say hello to her. He wouldn't even look at her, let alone speak to her. As for her dating life at the moment, Kim said she is not dating anyone despite the rumors.
Van texted me and was like, this rumor has gotten me so many dates, and I'm so grateful, so I owe you.
Rumors that you're dating Maluma?
No, I'm not dating either one. Not Van Jones, not Maluma. I've known him. I've seen him a few times, always in Miami. Such a nice guy. So nice.
And I thought this was really interesting. Khloé calling out Kourtney for not holding up her end of the deal in terms of letting the cameras in on her relationship with Travis Barker, while her sisters were very publicly talking about their relationships and failed relationships on the show.
Sometimes Kim and I have had this conversation really openly, is that we feel like we give so much and maybe others aren't holding up their end of the deal too. If other people are going through things and are choosing not to share, that's when it's unfair. But if there's really nothing else going on in someone's life, what are they supposed to share?
Is there something that you can pinpoint that someone else was going through that you thought should be shared on the show?
Well, like Kourt, but I think Kourt learned from how much the public was in her relationship with Scott. It made her not want to share future dating relationships. And we weren't even allowed to talk about it. We're not saying to put him on, but Kourtney wouldn't even let us mention, even though there's paparazzi photos. So we were frustrated that we couldn't even talk about what Kourtney was doing.
Well, I assumed that they just all had to do it.
Yeah.
Like, right, it was just part of the deal.
The second part of the reunion going to air on Sunday at 9:00. You know. Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady and Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes will both grace the cover of Madden 22. Now, Mahomes was on the cover of Madden in 2020. I know Brady was on in 2018.
Not a good thing, Tom.
So this is the second time, correct me if I'm wrong, in Madden franchise history that two players will be on the cover. It happened,
I don't remember.
2010.
But trying to break the curse?
There's a curse. I don't like the idea because, remember, Mahomes, like you said, was on last year and he didn't have a great Super Bowl.
Yeah, I don't know. August 20th is when Madden 22 is going to be released.
Did you see the trailer for that? They have Matt Stafford in a St. Louis jersey throwing an interception to the Lions. It's the greatest thing in the entire world.
Oh, really?
In a St. Louis jersey, or you mean a LA?
LA.
LA jersey.
Yeah.
Mike's still a little salty that they moved out of St. Louis, the Rams.
Yeah. A long time ago. I don't even know why I said that.
Logic announced to his fans yesterday on Twitter that he is coming out of retirement. Last summer, he announced he was going to retire from music after releasing
his sixth album. Right? I just figured he didn't have any more music.
So we got an album from him in July. He said he was retiring, and now he's not retiring
anymore.
That's
what every artist should do that doesn't have a follow-up song. They should just say retiring.
Well, he did tease that we could be getting some new music from him today.
Great.
Today.
I've been waiting for Logic to come out with new music.
And since we'll be playing the throwback throwdown in less than 30 minutes, I feel like this story is appropriate. There's this guy on YouTube. I don't even know his name. Ramses the Pigeon. It doesn't matter. Anyway,
sure.
You know the song Take On Me, like the throwback song Take On Me?
Aha, uh-huh, was
so,
the artist?
Yes. So he did that song using only sounds created by him hitting himself in his face. It is amazing. Listen to this.
Oh my God.
Or sweet. No instruments.
I want to see this video. Where are you posting this? Should we post
it? Give me a second. I'm posting it right now.
Okay.
It's already saved.
It's great. Take on me.
Wow.
Take on me.
Isn't that amazing? Hitting himself in the face during the song.
Wow.
Yeah.
I keep thinking that that Weeknd song is like this song. Mm-hmm. Don't they sound similar to each other?
A little bit, yeah.
I want to see if this guy comes. Now, see, I want the face guy to come up with a follow-up song, but not Logic. Like, I'd be more excited about that.
For all of today's Dirty, check out the Dirty page on MojoTheMorning.com.
Can this be our sing-along song and we just do an early edition? Here we go. Come on.
Me.
Spike, hit it.
Celebrity Dirt. Directly from the source, it's Shannon's Dirt on Mojo in the Morning.